Heading, the music personnel. Subheading, those whose hearts are in the effort. In their efforts to reach the people, the Lord's messengers are not to follow the ways of the world. In the meetings that are held, they are not to depend on worldly singers and theatrical display to awaken an interest. How can those who have no interest in the Word of God, who have never read His Word with a sincere desire to understand its truths, be expected to sing with the spirit and the understanding? How can their hearts be in harmony with the words of sacred song? How can the heavenly choir join in music that is only a form? Testimonies, Volume 9, page 143, 1909. Subheading, Only Sweet, Simple Singing. How can God be glorified when you depend for your singing on a worldly choir that sings for money? My brother, when you see these things in a right light, you will have in your meetings only sweet, simple singing, and you will ask the whole congregation to join in the song. What if among those present there are some whose voices are not so musical as the voices of others? When the singing is such that angels can unite with the singers, an impression is made on minds that singing from unsanctified lips cannot make. Letter 190, 1902. Subheading, Worldly Musicians. Do not hire worldly musicians if this can possibly be avoided. Gather together singers who will sing with the spirit and with the understanding also. The extra display which you sometimes make entails unnecessary expense, which the brethren should not be asked to meet. And you will find that after a time, unbelievers will not be willing to give money to meet these expenses. Letter 51, 1902. Subheading, Accepting Musical Help Offered. In the meetings held, the singing should not be neglected. God can be glorified by this part of the service. And when singers offer their services, they should be accepted. But money should not be used to hire singers. Often the singing of simple hymns by the congregation has a charm that is not possessed by the singing of a choir, however skilled it may be. Letter 49, 1902. Subheading, Music That Offends God. Display is not religion nor sanctification. There is nothing more offensive in God's sight than a display of instrumental music when those taking part are not consecrated, are not making melody in their hearts to the Lord. The offering most sweet and acceptable in God's sight is a heart made humbly by self-denial, by lifting the cross and following Jesus. We have no time now to spend in seeking those things that only please the senses. Close heart searching is needed. With tears and heartbroken confession, we need to draw nigh to God that He may draw nigh to us. Review and Herald, November 14, 1899. Subheading, God Glorified. God is glorified by songs of praise from a pure heart filled with love and devotion to Him. Testimonies, Volume 1, page 509, 1867.